Pakistani authorities say they've arrested a man in connection with the attacks on U.S. embassies in Africa. His name is Ahmed Khalfan Gilani. He's from Tanzania, and officials believe he was involved in the 1998 bombings in Tanzania and Kenya. More than 200 people were killed in those bombings, including a dozen Americans. Cameron Khan is a reporter for The Washington Post in Pakistan and joins us now. And Mr. Khan, how did they find this man?
Actually, it's an intelligence operation, joint Pak-U.S. intelligence operation, as it was the case in previous high-profile arrests here in Pakistan. Basically, intelligence tips, and then the police followed it up, and the police actually conducted the operation. It was a firefight for about 10 hours between the suspect and the police in the central Punjab town of Gujarat, and that happened Saturday night.
And police rounded up, I guess, about a dozen people described.
Yeah, but they include women and children also. The most important person arrested in those 13 people was Ahmed Khalfan Gilani. Two other less important Al-Qaeda suspects and one Pakistani sympathizer. So basically they netted Ahmed Saeed Khalfani in this raid.
And how did they find him exactly?
The U.S. has technical experts in Pakistan, the CIA and NSA experts with very, very sophisticated equipment, I'm told. And these people have been tracking the suspects since 9/11. And now, once again, they tracked this fellow down, passed the information to the Pakistani Military Intelligence Service, which is Inter-Services Intelligence, and then the Inter-Services Intelligence did the surveillance, the groundwork, and followed it up with a police action.
Mr. Khan, this arrest was on Sunday. Why did it take until yesterday, Thursday, for the Pakistani authorities to announce it? And they happened to release it on the day that John Kerry was giving his acceptance speech here in the United States.
Yes, Pakistani officials say they don't know any significance of that, and I believe them. They have no idea why the importance of the day. I mean, in these joint operations, Pakistan cannot make a unilateral announcement. They have to make a joint plan with the U.S. authorities so that it is announced when the U.S. wants it to be announced. So I'm sure that there must be some deliberation between the Pakistani and U.S. officials regarding the timing of the announcement.
Cameron Khan is a reporter for The Washington Post. He's in Karachi, Pakistan. Thanks very much.